Good evening. Good afternoon. This is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart, Call for Love. Everyone is muted and we'll be sending the link for this recording to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. Today's meditation, as many in America celebrate Independence Day, is about our interdependence. Our individual freedoms are made possible only because of our interdependence on each other and with the natural world around us. There is no true independence without interdependence, and our freedom is our freedom within. Our gratitude and honor for the people, animals, trees, plants, the very earth ourself, this is our freedom. We firmly believe that what we think, we create, and when we take the time to show kindness, love, and gratitude to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving, more giving world. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of silence at the end. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day, Monday, tomorrow, we'll send you a link for the call recording, and in that email we'll include information about our next call, which will be Sunday, August 1st, and we hope you'll join us then. And here's Karen.
I'm Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and as we do that, we join in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. Just take a breath and imagine you're seated beneath the sprawling branches of a tree. Make it your favorite kind of tree. A huge old gnarled oak, a weeping willow enshrouding you with its slender green leafy branches, a sturdy upright maple, perhaps a beautiful Hawaiian banyan. Just sit and feel the energy of the tree around and above you. And as you do that, bring your attention to the root chakra. That's the energy center at the base of your spine. This place, the root chakra, is the space where we connect most easily to the rightness of our presence in the body, to the rightness of our presence on the earth. As you breathe into your root chakra, feel your lower limbs almost melt into the ground as your roots go deep into the earth. Imagine you can see into the earth as your roots move deeper and spread out. See the roots of this majestic tree and allow your roots to intermingle with them, perhaps coiling around them, seeing them drink the water from below the earth. Follow the water and the nutrients it carries up into the center tap root. Watch the water move slowly up through the center of the tree trunk. As the water rises up the tree, a little siphons off with each branch, and each branch carries water out to the leaves gracing its stem. Some of these branches contain the homes of birds and squirrels. Imagine the birds that live in this tree, all living together in their various nests in different spots in the tree. While the tree shelters the birds, the birds help the tree by eating the bugs that might become too numerous. Squirrels also assist by carrying tree nuts off and burying them, helping the tree to grow its saplings away from the shade of its own branches. As you move up higher and higher on the tree, notice all this life busying itself among these branches and leaves blowing gently in the wind. Keep climbing upward until you've reached the tree's crown. The sun is very bright here, and the little bit of water remaining transpires into the atmosphere, where it will transform into the rain that will fall back to the earth again. Imagine yourself traveling with those little droplets of water up into the clouds, where you're closer to the bright sun, yet cooler in the thin atmosphere. Ride along with the clouds, observing the earth below. Observe the trees and houses, the animals and people. See how they're living next to and among each other. A tiny creek catches your attention, and you see it flowing into a river, into a lake, the water coiling, expanding, narrowing again. This is the fresh water upon which we all depend, as it snakes from river to lake to river until finally it empties into a vast ocean. Imagine the sea life below the ocean waves, swimming, feeding, laying eggs and birthing new life in their watery home. After you've crossed the ocean, the cloud you're riding comes to rest on a mountain ridge, and you climb out onto the solid rock. Continue climbing up until you are above the clouds, up to the very top where you can see for miles all around you, the ocean to one side, the earth stretching before you on the other. And in this place of vision, let's listen to the vision of Black Elk, Oglala Lakota Sioux holy man, when he speaks of the sacred hoop. Then I was standing on the highest mountain of them all, and round about beneath me was the whole hoop of the world. And while I stood there, I saw more than I can tell, and I understood more than I saw. For I was seeing in the sacred manner the shape of all things of the spirit, and the shapes as they must live together like one being. And I saw that the sacred hoop of my people was one of the many hoops that make one circle, wide as daylight and as starlight. And in the center grew one mighty flowering tree to shelter all the children of one mother and one father. And I saw that it was holy, but anywhere is the center of the world. Let's take 3 minutes together in silence, in gratitude for the earth that shelters and provides for us all, and in acknowledgement of the interdependence we all share. 3 minutes. now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up through the website for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by Monday evening. You can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. And if you want to share feedback or comments, we love hearing from you. So thank you for the feedback and the comments that you share. You can find me at Karen@KarenHager.com or just reply to one of the emails that we send and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Mark your calendars, please, to join us next month on Sunday, August 1st. Same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during these 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.